This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Iraq's Interior Ministry said Sunday that the Islamist militants believed to be behind last week's deadly suicide bombing of a Baghdad market had planned more attacks. The ministry released photos of five suspects arrested, including three brothers, after last Monday's attack that, according to the official toll, killed 30 people and was claimed by the Islamic State group. Iraq's prime minister announced Saturday the arrest of the terror cell behind the Baghdad market bombing. State television broadcast overnight what it called the confessions of the five who were dressed in yellow prison suits. That's a common practice in major criminal cases in Iraq. It comes on the eve of the prime minister's departure for Washington, where he's to meet U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday. The Iraqi prime minister, under heavy pressure from powerful pro-Iranian factions in his country, is hoping for a substantial announcement on the withdrawal of U.S. troops in Iraq. Violent demonstrations broke out Sunday in several Tunisian cities as protesters expressed anger at the struggles of the North African nation's health, economic, and social situation. Thousands of people defied virus restrictions and scorching heat to demonstrate in the capital of Tunis and other cities. The largely young crowds chanted slogans calling for the dissolution of parliament and early elections. Security forces deployed in force, and police blocked all streets leading to the main artery of the capital. Police also set up around parliament, preventing demonstrators from accessing it. Tear gas was used to disperse some demonstrators, throwing projectiles at officers. Several arrests were made. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.